Okay, we're good. Okay, we're going to go ahead and call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting into order. The date is March 13th, 2025. It is 6:30 p.m. And first thing we're going to do is the Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. And now we'll do a roll call.
Earl Barbeau.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Stephanie Jordan.
Jill Leyva.
Steve DeBarrett.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sigurd's office.
Okay. And the next thing on the agenda is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait till the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. As any member of the public would like to do public comment now? Okay, seeing none. We'll move on to the next agenda item, item number 3. It's approval of the minutes for our February 27th, 2025 meeting. Are there any edits or recommendations for changes? Okay, seeing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we approve the minutes from our February 27th, 2025 meeting. We are now going to approve the agenda for today's meeting, which is March 13th, 2025. We will not be hearing item number 1, but everything else is okay? Yes, okay, so it's just item number 1 that we won't be hearing tonight. With the omission of item number 1, do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
Motion to approve.
Okay, I have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that passes. Moving on to item number 5 on the agenda, which is informational items.
No informational items.
Okay, no items. All right. So we are now going to move into item number 2 on the agenda. The number is ET25400019, WS230731, Marquis Survivors Trust and Cram Jacquelet A, Waiver of Development Standards, First Extension of Time to reduce setbacks for an accessory structure in conjunction with a single family residence on a 0.5 acre in an RS20, which is residential single family 20 zone, generally located on the east side of Evening Dew Drive, 330 feet south of Oakley Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Would you like to come up? If you could state your name.
My name is Megan Cram.
Okay.
I am one of the heirs to the family trust.
Right.
So we have a structure in the back. It's a, we call it a lookout. You can see it's a platform that you can see all of Las Vegas. My dad built it years ago with a contractor. The contractor never got permits, and we didn't know that.
Have you been? You've been here before.
I've been tonight. Here.
Okay.
Yes. And so I completed most of the tasks. So I applied to get an extension of time because I'm waiting for my soil sample.
Right. Okay.
And so it's just a soil sample, and they actually, I haven't pulled it yet because I was advised by FOSA and by Officer Dominguez to wait until I got the approval because it's very costly. They don't want me to waste my money and then be like, oh, you ran out of time, and you know, too bad. So I filed for the extension just for the soil sample. And once the soil sample comes back, that's the only thing on my list of things I had to get approved.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anyone from the public like to speak on this item? If you could come forward. Come on up here.
I'll be there as long as
I can. Okay. All right. We gotcha. Nobody's in a rush here.
You can move a chair.
I'm doing this for sympathy.
So. Oh. You got it.
My name is Jerry Smith.
Oh, thank you. Don't mind.
Can hear you.
My name is Jerry Smith. I live at 7067 Mount Ridge Drive. 89110, down about eight houses away from the applicant's item here. As I understand it, this has already been built. It's in the very back of the property. There's no, absolutely no clearance now from that and the wall. A 6-foot masonry wall. It's at the top of a berm. This structure should have had an engineering design before it was approved, before it is approved, because it's built on an unstable berm. It's about a foot to the on to the right property. You can't tell from the road if it's attached to the back wall or not, but the slab is right up there. That's a relatively heavy construction, and it should not be approved. It's a danger. It could bring that wall down behind it.
Okay.
It goes. And that's a perimeter wall off of Los Feliz.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Would anybody else like to do public comment on this item? Okay, seeing or hearing none, if the applicant would like to come back up. There you go. If you'd like to address what he said to us.
I know he has concerns that it was not built by an engineer. It very much was built by an engineer. We hired an engineer. I have submitted to the county all the engineering paperwork. The engineer had approved it. The only reason there's an issue is because they never got, they fell through on the finalized permit. And that we did return them into the county, the contractors board. The contractors board's aware. The contractors board is in the whole case, but it was drafted, built, and done everything by an engineer. I got approval for setback for it to be all against the wall.
Right.
That has already been approved and taken care of. I have followed all of the steps necessary to make it a appropriate structure.
Okay. And as I said before, you've already been in front of us and this is already approved, so
yeah,
it's just an
this
extension
is just
of time.
An extension of time.
Okay. Board members, any questions?
So I've got a question.
Yes.
It's been inspected by the contractors and by the building department?
Yes, the building department approved it. Zoning approved it. Everybody's approved it, but structure, and it's only because they want the soil sample.
Okay.
And I was about to say the pretty much what you just said, that this project's already been approved. This project's already went through the majority of the steps that it needs to be go through. It's just an extension of time so that they can get the soil and the rest of the things need so they can go back and get building inspection. So it will be inspected. It will have to pass several things that was approved on prior to actually having the final staff
Perfect.
Of approval and not be subject to any more code violations and all that. If I'm correct, I'm looking at smart planner.
Right.
Make sure we're correct.
Okay,
just wanted to be correct so general public will understand that in order for there to be no more code violations and anything else, all of the necessary things need to be stamp of approval before she can actually complete the project.
Right, but all she's asking for tonight is
an extension
of time.
So
that's the only thing we can vote on.
So if there's no more questions, I'll go ahead and make a motion.
Do you make the motion?
To
okay.
follow staff, conditions for approval.
Okay, so we have a motion for approval with staff conditions. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go on to agenda item number 3. It's WS250144, Acosta Martha Alicia, waiver of development standards. To reduce the rear setback for an addition to an existing single-family resident on 0.19 acres in an RS5.2 residential single-family zone, generally located on the south side of Hillman Avenue and the east side of Cascade Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Okay, come on up. And if you want to put your stuff right there.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Can you slide it up, and then that way we'll be able to see it right up here? There you go.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Jaime de la Vega, 6944 Erin Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. And I represent Marta Acosta, and this is the situation here. We're planning to build this addition to the existing residence. It's just one-story residence.
Okay.
It's not too big. It's 1,717 square feet, and she's planning to add 430 feet. And the problem here is the rear setback. It's this one.
Okay.
We have 15 feet where 20 feet is required. So that's the only issue. The side setback is fine, the front setback is okay too, just the rear setback. That's the only one that we ask.
Okay.
We're short with 5 feet.
It's just 5 feet, okay.
Yes.
All right.
In case if you wanna look the floor plan, it's gonna look like that.
Okay.
So the red lines are the, it's gonna be the addition. It's one bedroom and one master bedroom. And that's what is a closet, and the laundry rooms need to be relocated, but it's all this addition of 430 square feet.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to comment on this agenda item? Okay, seeing no public comment on this agenda item. Board, do you have questions?
Harry? I just have one question. Because we don't actually have the actual look of it, because they're saying, part of staff is saying it's not going to be compatible with the existing single family home. Will it actually match the rest of the home, or is it going to be totally different, not look exactly the same?
Exactly the same. Your roof is going to be 100% compatible. Wall is going to be 100% compatible. You know, color, everything this way. Yeah. See, you don't even notice that it's a region,
like
it's an
right
addition.
Here.
See, the extension of the addition is right here.
Okay.
See, same roof line, same matching colors of shingles, same stucco, and same here on the other side. This is the addition on the back.
So it does see? Look like it's architecturally
yeah.
compatible.
Yeah, it's,
oh,
yeah.
It's
yeah,
architecturally compatible. Okay,
yeah,
I see.
But
okay.
They're just saying
it's
below
compatible.
That.
Right,
it's
okay,
just
now.
The
okay.
feet. Okay.
So it's just the five.
It's just
five
the
to
5 feet,
feet. Which we've
yeah, exactly.
We've
it was 5 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Earl, did you want to ask a question?
I have a question. Is this a covered patio back here?
Oh yeah, it's already removed. I forgot to mention. See that this.
But can you put it right here so everybody?
Yeah,
can
put it right here, and then that yes. way we can all take a peek.
See, it's right. See this existing patio. This is a aluminum patio cover. It's already removed,
yeah.
So it doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
And same thing right here on the satellite picture, you see there's a tarp, it's already removed.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just 5 feet extension.
Okay. I have a question, is the side setback, is that still
It's fine,
legal?
The side setback is 10 feet, and we are exactly in the 10
okay,
feet.
That's good,
yeah.
And then so you're just going to go
just
five
in the back.
Feet, 5 feet short on the back?
Yes.
Okay. Stephanie, do you have any questions? No? Oh, okay.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye. I mean, I say aye,
with
but
staff
there's some staff, if approved by with staff recommendation. It just says there's an applicant is devised
so
within 2 years from the approval date.
Or would you like to amend your agenda just to say with staff recommendations?
I just like to approve it.
Okay.
Okay.
Our board. Let them
work it out.
Yeah,
okay, I just wanted
okay.
clarification.
We don't get the final vote. We're not the final vote. So
okay.
It goes to
okay, I'm good
right.
with that. I just wanted to make
sure. All right, then our vote stands. We approve.
Yeah, I
thank
say
you
I
so much. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, we're good.
That's all.
Yeah, there's no condition.
Yeah, but just said it's based on approval.
Okay. They'll just meet with them. All right.
Yes.
Moving on to agenda item number 4, ET2540018. ZC210534 Diamond Alto LLC zone change, first extension of time to reclassify 2.2 acres from an RS20 residential single family zone to an IP industrial zone, and a design review for office warehouse building within the airport environs overlay generally located on the east side of Pecos Road and the north side of Alto Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Good evening. I'm Mark Mulhall on behalf of the applicant. So the site, as mentioned, is around 2.2 acres, and it's north of Alto Ave, and then it's east of Pecos Road. And so, as mentioned, this is a request for an extension of time of an already approved zone change from RS20 to, originally, when it was approved in 2022, it was under the previous code, so it was manufactured design, but I believe that's akin to industrial park. Okay. And so, along with the zone change, there was a design review for office and warehouses, which will just be at the south portion of the property toward Alto Ave. So those will be away from the residential. And again, this is an extension of time for an already approved zone change. The holdup here has been they're waiting to get construction started. They've already gotten numerous building permits issued. They've gotten a traffic study, drainage study, and off-site permits issued. So they intend to get started on construction within the next couple of months, and then we anticipate that construction will take around 1 year to complete. Okay. So we anticipate that within the timeline that staff's recommending for condition of approval, that we'll be able to get the project done.
Okay. So this is an open meeting. Would anybody like to speak on this agenda item? All right, seeing no one. Board, do you have questions? That's a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
So do I have a motion on this item?
Motion to approve per staff recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion to approve per staff recommendations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that was easy.
All right.
Opposed.
You're opposed?
Yeah.
Okay, Earl's opposed.
Okay,
all right.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Okay, we're going to move to agenda item number 5, UC250127, Rodriguez Natividad Cano, use permit for outdoor storage, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduce setback landscaping; 2, buffering and screening; 3, modify residential adjacency standards; 4, reduce the front setbacks for a trash enclosure; and 5, waive full off-site improvements and design reviews for the following: 1, outdoor storage commercial vehicles; and 2, alternative landscape plan on a 1.39 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the Airport Amarons overlay, generally located on the west side of Lincoln Road, 120 feet north of Cartier Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Come on up.
Good evening, Landon Christofferson here representing the applicant owner. What we have is a proposed storage. It's actually parking for delivery vehicles. If going by staff's report, this is for box trucks, vans. It's not for semi trucks, any of those long haul vehicles. I apologize. It's been a while. We've been working with staff for a while on this. I don't know where we're delinquent on landscaping. We have 15 feet in the front. We have 10 feet on the sides, and on the adjacent to the residential, we do have the intense buffer, landscape buffer, which is two rows of trees. We are asking for a waiver of the shrubs along. Lincoln and the offsites. With that, I wasn't aware of the trash enclosure, because we do have room. We can pull that trash enclosure out of that and provide that front setback. So we will probably get that done and get, or I should say, we will have that done and get that waiver. So when we meet with Planning Commission, that will be taken off.
Okay.
Other than that, the owner did go to of every adjacent owner and met with them and got them to sign that they were okay with that. And with that, I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to speak on this item? Come on forward. Come on up and just state your name and address.
Charles Stankowski, 2585 North Gateway Road, just a block east of this project.
S-T-A-N-K-O-S-K-Y. So a few of us are here. We're opposed to this project. It's bad enough they're building tilt-ups in our neighborhoods, but at least they come clean and fully landscaped. This is right in the middle of houses and on both sides, and there's just an elementary school just a half a block down the street, so there's kids that walk past that. Yeah. There's kids that walk past that area right every day going to school. Okay. There's quite a few lots in there that people are trying to make storage and parking lots, and it's right in the middle of our residential area.
Okay.
So we oppose the project.
Alrighty.
Especially with all their things of wanting to get away with, you know, do away with all their off-site improvements and landscaping and all that other stuff.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to speak on this item?
Hi.
State your name.
My name is Larry Newsom. I live at 3989 Alto Avenue. Spell my last name, N-E-W-S-O-M.
Okay, thank you.
My concerns, this is a residential area. It's not a commercial truck storage area. Myrtle Tate Elementary School is just one block away.
Right.
In the morning and afternoon, tons of little kids are going to and from school. Big trucks, little kids, doesn't sound like a good mix to me. The big trucks would be going back and forth at the same time the kids would be. That could be very dangerous. The school district has approved, and they're building it right now, a new high school on Walnut and Cartier. It should be open for the next year's school season. More kids. I understand why they would like to rezone this property. Cheap property, waive all the off-sites. Sounds like a home run for them. Also, I'd like to note the roads in this area. It's an older neighborhood, and the roads are in bad shape right now. And so if you put more commercial trucks on it, it's just going to get worse. And the roads weren't made for commercial traffic. I would strongly urge you to not approve this. I'd like to ask you, would you like this in your neighborhood? Thank you.
All right, thank you. I can come forward.
My name is Henry Coker, C-O-K-E-R. My address is 2554 North Gateway Road. Besides what they said, is the place is an eyesore. I mean, the minute they go and get approved for storage, they put junk in there, they'll put garbage bins in there, they will put everything that's not meant to be stored there, because nobody will ever check up on them. Mm-hmm. Appreciate what you do. Thanks for hearing us out.
All right, thank you. Does anyone else want to speak on this agenda item? All right, not seeing any. Board.
Yes, I've got several.
Earl?
I'd like to thank everybody for coming to speak today. I understand that I've lived in that area.
Mike, you're right.
Yeah, I've lived in that area myself, so since in the 1960s, I've all the way. I live still on the east side, but not there anymore, but nearby. I was out there today, I looked at it, and I appreciate what you're saying. But the staff, you probably don't know this, but the staff has approved the use permit, but they've denied all their improvement waivers. They're going to make them put everything in that they require as part of this proposal. So that's one concern you won't have. You can have land.
So you're saying they've been approved to store things there?
Yes.
No.
And that's one thing. We have a problem with that area. I grew up where I used to watch the F-86s take off and the F-100s take off. Those are tiny airplanes compared to what they're flying out there today, and not as many, but not the specific volume. The county is really worried about airplane crashes, which we've had some over there. And a couple of years ago, we had one just missed a school over by Millis Boulevard in the Cheyenne area. So that they want that entire area where the airplanes fly over carrying live ammunition and ordnance and bombs. So eventually, it's going to become industrial.
Well, it's residential. I've lived there for 40 years.
I understand. I lived there in 61. We built our house up there near Judson and Marion Street. I don't know where that is. It's a little bit further east. But the planes would fly over. And 100 years from now, there's still going to be houses out there. And the county is still going to be trying to convert it to more and more and more industrial. Eventually, they'll squeeze all the houses out. That's what's going to happen. That's what I've seen since 1961. Okay, and more warehouses keep showing up all the time. And it's a safety issue. In the meantime, they're trying to balance that against the citizens' rights who have built homes there. That's the dilemma that they have here. So this one is in the area that's designated for industrial. They can do it. We just have to mitigate that as much as we can. That's why they put the landscaping around the property, put contingencies on it.
So was it approved without a meeting like this? Well, because it seems like you guys approved it.
We really can't have that.
We're an advisory committee.
We understand. I understand. I've been through this years ago, and I understand. That's why I said thank you for your time.
Right.
You're an advisory. And it can go down to the county, and if they have political clout, we lose every time.
So Earl, I think what we're going to have to do is kind of pull out what they've approved, what they didn't.
Right.
And then decide how we want to handle both.
The zone change was done in 2022, and you guys should have been noticed. Change requires noticing.
They've had groups of quite a number of the neighbors and the rezonings have come out on the same area, on different items that have come up. So you've been, maybe not on this one, but you've had 20 people here on occasion for the same issues you're talking about today. And I'm sympathetic with you. But counties, I think they have to do this. Otherwise, they're not doing the service to the community. When the airplanes got bigger and the more active and more planes taken off the ordinance, that is just, obviously, it's an area that's dangerous. And so they have to make that industrial now. Okay. You see the planes flying over every day.
Yeah, we've been there for, like you said, almost 40 years. I've seen the planes every day.
To us, it's
not any more dangerous today than it was 40 years ago.
Unfortunately, I just wanted to jump in. I know public comment is kind of over, so we shouldn't really be going back and forth. I just wanted to say that as far as I'm concerned, I hear a lot of the things that's being said. Although this is kind of being changed as a industrial area, unfortunately for me, I still see way more houses than I do see industrial stuff in this particular area. Right. And then I see houses that look like in the backyard they are storing washer machines and dryers and something in somebody's backyard that's got hundreds or, I mean, maybe 1,000 washers and dryers, if I'm not mistaken, on Gateway. And then there's other properties that look like they are junkyard storage with people's houses in the front. Although, it looks like people are doing dual businesses with a house in front and then they're doing storages in the back, I still don't think it's appropriate in the particular area. If it should go that way from an advisory committee to the next level, I would not, I couldn't support anything less than what the staff is asking for on this particular project. But for me, at this particular time, I would actually deny the whole entire project until something more, and I don't know what that would be that would fall under industrial could be put there, but putting more storage in this already overpopulated area of storage, and I don't even know if a lot of these properties that I'm looking here on Google Map is zoned for the 1,000 washer and dryers that 2649 have at Gateway, all the boats, trucks, abandoned vehicles that is next to that 2633. I'm sure these aren't businesses. Just going up and down the street, just looking at 2665, I don't know, all these vehicles in the backyard of this cannot be, you know, it looks like storage. So I don't know what it takes to clean up the neighborhood from a lot of the illegal storage that might be taking place in and around this community. So at this particular point in time, for me, I couldn't support this whole project. But if it were to go forward, it would have to be with all of the staff recommendations. That's all I have to say. I don't really have no questions. I just look at this Google map and look at, I know all of these lots have to be at least a half acre lots, maybe acre lots. And because they are so large, it probably went from the intended rural, where you would have horses and animals and so on and so forth, to more of junkyards with a nice house in the front. And so with that, that's just my comment on it to the board. I don't necessarily have a question to the applicant, other than if this was approved, I would expect all the things that staff would be asking for in order to clean up the area, make it beautiful, at least try to beautify the area, because without a hard code enforcement and going through and enforcing folks to clean up these backyards and to get rid of all this storage area, it just it's not going to work. My only other comment or question is on Cartier. There's three homes right there, and I know you said you got signatures. I don't know if those three homes signed off on there, but then, you know, you get across the street, and this is truly residential. I mean, across the street on Lincoln, there is no storage across the street. Most of those homes are legit homes. On Cartier and Ripple, Riverstone, that's a brand new development almost. So those homes are gonna be there for a long time. That's a brand new area. So I know they can't be turning that into no residential, because those are all brand new. It's a brand new development. It has to be within the last 20 years, 10 years, because those homes are fairly new. I would just imagine they're in the 2000s when they were built. So that's just my stance on it.
I have to say, I misspoke on one of the issues a moment ago. This is not in the crash zone. It's in the AE-70 noise zone, where the airplanes take off and move. So it's not in, because it's funny the way they have the crash zone. To take off from the runways, head straight, and then they turn. And it's, some of them go straight. But when they turn, it doesn't cover that whole area. It just covers the areas that the planes take off and fly over primarily. So that's the crash zone. So you were outside that, but I just wanted to clarify that you're still in the noise zone.
Okay, Stephanie?
Do you know why the applicant is against the developmental standards? Why are they against it?
No, it's not a permanent, he's not asking for a permanent waiver. He expects to, and that's what I was going to apologize, Mr. Williams. If you do decide you could put a time restriction, he expects in 2 years to come in and then do those. That's why he's waiving the shrubs, is so that he could come back in, do the curb gutter, sidewalk, street lights, and then put in the shrubs as well. But he's just looking for a certain amount of time. That's so.
Says waive full off-site improvements.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, sorry, we can. Okay.
Says they're asking for waivers.
Mm-hmm. We have to, it has to be requested as a waiver, even if it's going to be a certain amount of time. So either you as a town board could recommend a time, or even planning commission could request a time, or even county commission could say no, only for a certain amount of time.
Okay. I think what we're saying is our paper in front of us, that we have here in front of us, says waiver of developmental standards and design reviews.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
But
so
that was at the request.
But we can only vote and approve on what's in front of us.
You can make recommendations.
We can make recommendations.
Right.
So do we want to go with what's on staff recommendation, or do we just want to go with a denial?
I mean, if it's up to me, I would make a motion to it was up to me, I would make a motion to deny the whole request. However, listening to Earl, I mean, he may want to make a motion to follow staff recommendation with approval and then the denial of
waivers.
The waivers. So,
can you explain what staff recommendations are?
Well, once again,
So it's a use permit that they've approved, but all of the waivers for design and developmental standards is being denied. So use for storage, but then everything else it looks like is being denied.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the denial part is that he would have to put in the shrubs, he had to put in the everything, all that stuff that they're asking for to bring that piece of property up to the standard to do this is what they would need to do if it was approved with
So they would have to actually meet everything that's being denied, they would have to do in order to get approval.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody wants to make a motion. Because my motion would be to deny
the whole project. Okay.
But, so I mean, if somebody else wants to make a motion.
No, we'll go ahead and test this one. Do we have a motion to just deny the whole thing? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. We're just going to get deny and send you on up.
Yeah. To the next day.
Okay.
And don't forget April 2nd.
Yes. The next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we are now at agenda item number 7, general business. Do we have any general business? I see none. Okay, agenda item number 8, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. And we have Mr. Rojas.
Hi, my name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestake Mine Court. I am consider myself a community activist. I'm part of a neighborhood watch group here on the east side, primarily going down to Sloan, which is 8012. I want to give you guys an update on what we're doing with the homeless, so what's going on. There's a fantastic new app that the program Help HLP has that you can go online and you can report the homeless and they'll go send out somebody to go talk to them and they log in on the system so we can track the homeless. Like he was complaining that they're not going to be monitoring anymore, so we'll get an idea. And you know, we're doing really well with the homeless in my area on Hollywood and Lake Mead. We've cleared out the homeless on Sloan and Charleston. That was a big area. Those were our two hottest areas for my district. And I haven't had a chance to go down to Sahara and Sloan. There's not that, but I do want to network with them.
Okay.
And then that area where the UMC was at behind, there's a shopping mall, you know. And again, I don't want to sound like a comedian like George Carlin, which, you know, he always says, you know, things in reverse. But, you know, these convenience stores are more convenient for the homeless than the way we're going. So now we're reversing that, you know.
Okay.
And you guys are helping by you know, trying to tell people how to take proper procedures.
Right.
And so it's Tick Secret Rooms team and those commissioners up there, they're also supporting that type of movement. But anyhow, so the group that we're working with, we have one homeless, we don't want to move him. I went to go meet with the health group and they told me, our plan is to go over there, diagnose them, get them a plan to get back into the game so they don't keep going further and further and further.
Right.
And they're gonna log them and that's what we're doing. Because even though we have the new ordinance now where they can arrest, but they can arrest you, but it has to go through a certain process and they really want to get more info on it. So
okay.
That's kind of what's going on. There's other things that I came from another meeting and I got here late, but generally speaking, I really do believe that we have enough resources to control the homelessness. And as we're redeveloping and developing Clark County, if we take into consideration how to make it more convenient for the residents instead of the homeless, and keep these guys from just going further and further and further out, I think that we can get this under control. I really do believe that. So, and then I talked to one of the judges today, and she said they're having some new big complex they're going to be doing on Jones and Charleston, so, and I'm going to get one for them. Okay. Anyway, so we're moving forward.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Did you want to do public comment? Okay, come on up.
Do you need my name again?
Yes.
Yeah. Charles Stankowski, Stankowsky, 2585 North Gateway Road. I appreciate your comments. I just wanted to make a comment. These are rural estates. There's those three streets. So there are horses, and they ride their horses on a regular basis there. There's a couple lots. My question is, who enforces the codes? Because there's two lots on Cartier and Walnut that are right across from the new Von Tobel School that's being built, that they were running a business out of there, same thing, storage, box trucks, all that stuff. They were forced to move everything out. Once they got their inspection, within 3 months, everything was right back in there. So we have that problem with a bunch of those lots over there, that they do come out and inspect them, and then right after they're done, they just move it right back in. So.
Okay.
I would just say report it again.
Yeah.
Just report it again.
To
Clark County. So you know Fix It App or code enforcement. So those are the folks that go on in the beginning, and we see that all the time. As soon as we pass inspection, the next week everything's up. So the more you report them, unfortunately we don't have it. We have so many complaints we can't just patrol the street proactively, but we're able to, the next time that they violate it, the next time, fines will now double. So it makes them, it's a bigger incentive.
But they're willing to just pay the fines because they're making more money.
We have short-term rentals that rent out for $50,000, and the limit that we can fine them is like $5,000. It's for them just the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
But just call us back. We'll go.
We'll go every month.
I'm sorry?
You go every month?
You can call them every month, yeah. And we'll check, and then if we don't find anything, we'll close it. If we find something, we'll start it. And then the liens go on the property, so when they sell it, it's
fire. Just an experience from years past, it went to the Clark County Commission.
Yeah.
Like I said, the guy got political clout and got it approved, and I voiced my opinion. And they said, oh, you don't know, he'll have to go and get this inspected and get this and that. It never happened.
But feel free to record it.
When you got political clout, it doesn't matter.
You can always vote someone else in.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've also talked to the owner of the one property, and he said that one of the inspectors down with the county told him it was okay. Now, I've called down there a few times. The first guy I called down said they're not allowed to have anything there, no animals, nothing. And then I called back when they started moving stuff in and got another inspector, and he's like, oh, they can do whatever they want there. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. So I think they've got a...
I can check right now. So if you want to, we can talk right after.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know if you guys can look into the inspectors, too. Or,
okay.
Just be absolutely there. She worked directly for the commissioner, so she can help you out.
Okay, thank you.
And seriously, if you know anybody that wants to run for office, tell them to run.
Oh, I thought you had something else. Oh, you don't?
Earl?
Oh, you always nothing?
Oh, all right. All right, so anyone else who would like to do public comment? Seeing none. Agenda item number 9, our next meeting date is March 27th, 2025, and we're adjourned. Thank you.